At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
It's a Football Friday, presented by the Low T Center on 95.7 The Fan. Live from Oak and Iron Sports Social, 95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty is not here. He is under the weather. But Paulie Gallant, I can't call him kittens. Paul is in the building.
Paulie G.
There it is. Paulie G is in the building. Show and T Mill, who is just T Mill.
Some people call me Gallant. That's always frustrating.
Well, I'm not going to do that to you.
See? I'll just give you one, though.
The latest
traders,
is
man.
We are live here at Oak and Iron. Let me hear you out there. Oak
Ow!
There we go. A party is being had out here. A great, great, great spot to have our first Football Friday. And you should make your way on out here. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, and you still have a chance to win multiple prizes out of here, including tickets to the Texans-Colts game coming up a little bit later on. So yeah, man, it's been a great, great time.
Dude, to say nothing of the food. So I had those duck wings earlier. There's this, like, spicy peach sauce on them. Incredible. And then in the commercial break, I scarfed down an entire steak.
That was
mashed potatoes and Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Listen,
that
you work in radio long enough, you realize you only have a couple of minutes to eat. You don't want to be eating on the air like some people.
Yeah, hey, man, that was steak. Tyler, that was steak, mashed potatoes, and Brussels sprouts.
Just a little chimichurri on the top of the steak.
3.5 minutes.
I mean, that's a four-course meal.
Yeah, that boy going to have heartburn is what he's going to have.
That's definitely true.
That's
what the whiskey's for.
Okay, that'll help, I guess.
It definitely won't.
That'll help, I guess, in your mind. But, no, come on out here. The food is amazing. Drinks everywhere. It's a great, great time out here. By the way, Football Friday is presented by Low T Center, supported by our good friends at Tomball Ford and Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll get to what is going on here with the Astros is Yordan Alvarez. He is out of the lineup. We will catch you up on what's going on there. Also, want to let you know our great friends at Champion and NAS HVAC and Plumbing. They are here on site. Our guy Mark is in the building. If you're in the building, Mark's got his hand up right here. As soon as you fill out your info right there to get in on our tickets to check out the Texans and the Colts a little bit later on in the raffle, you could slide right over and you have a chance to win a free membership with Champion and Nash, a free membership, two HVAC visits a year, 15% off all AC and heating repairs. You get priority booking and waived after-hour fees. I'm telling you, you can't beat that. And I think you might want to stay around here. We got a little giveaway from our good friends at Champion and Nash HVAC coming up here at the end of this segment. So hang out with us. But you've got a chance to win that great prize, amongst other things. So come on out and hang out with us here at Oak and Iron. Still an hour left to do your thing with us. All right, Clint. All right, Clint. Dang it. The first time I did it. I mean,
we look exactly the same, you know?
I saw the name.
I got these big, beefy muscles. Oh, yeah. Played quarterback.
You coughed.
In Madden.
All right, Paul. The Astros, they just finished the series with the Phillies, continued their impressive run against teams with 500 or plus records. They will continue on the road in Tampa with the team that has the best record in the American League right now. The lineup is out, and the big story right now with the Astros is Yordan Alvarez is out. And our guy Joe Robichaux, who shout out to him, he run a free car wash from Tom Ball Ford earlier.
Car wash.
There you go. He said he noticed something happened. Something happened around third base, and I think several people did. I know Clint and I said it when he was rounding third base late in that game. Well, according to Joe Espada, Yordan Alvarez is out of the lineup tonight due to his right ankle. Alvarez hit in the batting cages, which I think is a good sign, but hit in the batting cages pregame and will do some work on the field in hopes that he could be available at some point tonight. But he is out of the lineup right now due to an ankle injury. And, Paul, they have had injuries galore.
Yeah.
And it's almost, Tyler, we've almost been holding our breath. All right.
When was it going to happen to
Yordan? When is it going to happen to him? Because, I mean, of all the people,
really,
he's the one. I mean, it's well documented when they had that arm roll on the plate and he hurt himself last year stepping on a plate. He now, it looks like, hopefully this is not long-term. Like, I mean, long-term from an IL stint. But it is a good sign that he was at least swinging in the cage.
To what you were saying, if he's swinging in the cages, I feel a little bit better about it. I mean, there's been a couple of moments this year, too, where I think Jose Altuve, there was an injury that he had suffered, and I forget which one it was. But I remember thinking to myself, oh, boy, how long is he going to be out? And what does that mean for this infield? And he ended up being back. So at this point, I'm just trying to maintain the most positive attitude that I can have for this Astros team, which has decent pitching with Brent Strom back in the mix too, but the hitting is not as consistent. I'm just trying my best. This does not help. This is definitely the one thing that you cannot have happen the rest of the way. He has to go nuclear for this team to go on a run in October.
And I'm going to be honest, they've got a three-game lead right now. Tyler, my guy, help me out. How many games they got left? It's got to be around the 15 mark or something like that. They're three games
15
over
on the mark.
They got 15?
Yep. And technically it's a four-game lead over the Rangers because they have the tiebreaker.
The
right. Silver boot.
Yes, they won the silver boot. So they got, as you said, a four-game lead right now. Back to your point, though, I mean, he is the Patrick Mahomes. He is the Josh Allen. He is the guy you can't lose.
And he only bats three times a game.
Yeah, he's the Victor Wembanyama. Like, he is the guy on your team that, all right, man, hell, we can almost rip this thing up. He's as valuable as anybody because, and I'm certain we'll probably see it tonight, how much he affects everything that happens in front of him and everything that happens behind him. Even though he has been like on a like kind of a power outage here lately, he is still extremely, the fear that he puts in you, that it gets Pena pitches, it gets the nine-hole batter pitches, it gets
Paredes is always up with runners on base. He is such a big deal that I think they should be as cautious as possible.
I agree.
With the ankle right now.
It is disappointing, though, for those who are still hyper-engaged in baseball now that football season's upon us. This is the best team in the American League, the Rays. And
yep.
You're playing a game in the ninth wonder of the world, the Trop. And I would like to see Yordan out there, you know?
No, I would.
I just slipped that past you, the ninth wonder of the world.
The ninth wonder of the
world. I love the Trop. But I went to high school in St. Petersburg, Florida, so I used to go to games at the Trop all the time. You go to a baseball
it's
game for
dump?
$10.
I thought it was a dump.
It's a
pretty dump.
It's an affordable dump.
It's affordable. Okay. I've never been impressed by that.
No. Then they got the roof ripped off. Yeah, it's been rough.
There it is. By the way, the lineup tonight as Yordan, the big story, he is out of it. Altuve, of course, is the DH and leads off, so that's what happens there. Pena bats second behind him. Paredes, Varsho, Yiner Diaz, Christian Walker, Cam Smith, fresh off of three homers in three straight games. Taylor Trammell and Nick Allen is at second base. They've got an opener tonight. Miguel Yolola gets the ball for the Astros as they try to take care of business against the Tampa Bay Rays.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Tyler. Bills, Texans, we obviously have been getting ready for that, but the injury report is out. And really the only major thing on this from an injury perspective is for the Texans, everybody participated in practice. The only big thing is Cade McDonald. Cade McDonald, who yesterday did not practice. On Thursday, he was a limited participant in practice on Wednesday. He has now been placed on the IR with that ankle issue, and which means he's going to miss the first four games of the season. So he is off. So we definitely know somebody from that practice squad will come up. So we'll be interested to see who takes his spot or how that shakes out. But he is going to be missing the first four games of the season. But everybody else, Trent Brown, who has a wrist, Wade Woodass, who's coming back from that thumb injury, they were full participants. And also the guys, Ty Johnson, T.J. Sanders, they were limited participants, and they are listed as questionable, but I would imagine they would probably go for Buffalo. But the only big thing is Cade McDonald. If you're just joining us, the second-round pick for the Texans, Cade McDonald, being placed on an IR with an ankle injury.
Yeah, it's a guy that's low on the depth chart. It's a guy that, per Seth Payne, who knows the position better than anyone on the air in town and better than most people in the United States of America, said that he's probably not a guy you want to have on the field in the near future.
Yeah, probably wasn't ready to contribute.
So with all that said, it's disappointing, but hey, I'm all about what does McDonald bring me in the second half of the year. That's generally how I look at most rookies. I'm not expecting much in the first couple of weeks.
Yeah. So, but it's good, mostly healthy. And
yeah,
to your point and to Seth's point, you wonder how much he actually was going to contribute, right?
Right.
As Seth said, there are four guys that most definitely would see time in front of him. So that is the latest. The first 4 weeks of the season, Cade McDonald, the second-round pick, will be out for the Texans. But that's the injury report. Pretty good situation from the injury report at that point because they're pretty healthy mostly.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, coming up in Atlanta, who is their Paul, their quarterback situation has been a problem from the jump.
Woof.
I mean, it Michael Penix Jr. It was a problem. A battle between the lefties, Michael Penix Jr.
These
and Tua.
Freaks.
And Michael Penix Jr. just hasn't been healthy and ready to go yet, coming off of the ACL injury that
his body's
he suffered
like
last year.
70 years old.
70, yep.
Even though he's in his second year or whatever.
But speaking of old bodies, Tua has officially been ruled out for this game, and they're going to have to start Cooper Rush.
Did you hear about how this injury went down?
Yes.
He just fell in the middle of practice?
No, he didn't fall. He set. He sat in the grass is what he did. He sat down in the grass. They said he threw a ball and this was while the media was able to watch. Sat down, grabbed his back, and just sat down on the ground. Then they said he jogged off, and they've ruled him out for this game. And they're going to go Cooper Rush. Only God knows who the backup quarterback is. I mean, it is – I
He gets the last laugh. He had a long run with Tuanon behind him, and he's got, in the words of one of the most wise philosophers we'll ever know, an artist in his own right, Antonio Brown, he's got a whole lot of money. I got a whole lot of money.
That is wild. It is so crazy with the talent that they have over there.
Bijan, Drake London, you're right.
Maybe
Cooper Rush can actually be decent. I mean, but any of those quarterbacks, you're doomed. Poor Kevin Stefanski. I mean, he leaves the Browns and he's going into another poorly run organization.
He leaves. At least, like, at this point, he's going to have a chance to pick his guy, I would assume.
Yes, next year.
Potentially, unless Michael Penix Jr., you know, turns out to do something, the young one.
They want a tank.
But, yeah. Here you go,
it
Cooper.
It starts.
Cooper Rush, man. Cooper Rush, just your shot. Cooper Rush, we talk about it, and Clint always, as he knows the life of the backup quarterback, Cooper Rush got a chance to give himself 5 more years in this league if he just performs okay. If he pulls off a Drew Lock earned 5 years in this league with what he did Wednesday.
He's got a lot of help.
Yeah, he's got some help.
As you mentioned, so it's not completely impossible. And we've seen Cooper Rush step in and in 1 week do okay. Yeah. You know, it's not like he's been a disaster every single time he's out there. He's not Nathan Peterman.
Oh, God. Oh, the Peterman. Oh, the Peterman.
It's going to start a fire.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, finally, we talked about it a little bit. The NFL started on Wednesday, but it also got started last night. And a matchup here between the Super Bowl favorite, the Los Angeles Rams, and the 49ers, who a lot of people picked as a team that takes a step back. Well, that is not what it looked like. The 49ers beat the brakes off the Rams, and I think the score was probably the beatdown was worse than the 27-7 score. Right? They just could not. I mean, their offense looked nothing like the number one offense that Matt Stafford and company. And they had Puka, they had Adams, they had Williams, they had their crew, they had Sean McVay. He didn't miss the flight. Are you overreacting with the Rams on this? This is just a one game thing for you.
Well, I thought it was going to be tough for them to live up to the hype, too. And I didn't understand why this offseason, of all the offseasons, this team that lost to Sam Darnold was getting put on a pedestal the way that they were. I didn't get it, especially with the Puka Nacua stuff this offseason. I mean, that guy's a mess.
Yeah.
And on top of that, Darnold's getting up there in age. I feel like the people who are close in... The people who are close with the most important members of the Rams, whether it's Peter Schrager, who's clearly biased towards the Rams. I can't understand Peter Schrager appeal. I really don't. He's so boring, and it's just basically repeating everything that the Rams and coaches tell him, and only the good things. And then also, like, Dan Orlovsky with Matt Stafford. I'm sick of the Rams. I've been sick of the Rams for a while, and I'm glad that they got absolutely pwned. I don't know whether that means it's going to happen again, but it was nice to see them get stuffed in a locker with all the crap. Oh, we don't have to show up in Australia a week early. Like, shut up.
They seem to have too much talent. And when I say talent, not just talent on the field, but also in the coaching staff for this thing to go over. But I think clearly there's a situation where there isn't they are head and shoulders above everybody. This is not that type of situation. They can get got. And now already they're chasing the Seahawks and the Niners in that division.
Yeah, man.
Already there. All right. Coming up, we normally do this in the last segment, but on a Football Friday, as we will give our thoughts and predictions, a little Friday finish coming up a little bit later on. We'll do T-Mill's best bets coming up. And T-Mill has had a hell of a week. He is... I think he did this on purpose, but he is 6-for-9 right now this week with his bets. He stayed in the green all week, 6-for-9, and has been pretty good. We'll see what he does. T-Mill's best bets coming up next as we continue right here on The Drive.
T-Mill, coming at you live.
Let me get you out of the way, Tyler.
All right, H-Town. Today's picks are in. The choice is yours. Are you tailing?
Forget the myths the media's created and just follow the money.
Or fading?
There is no nobility in poverty.
It's time for T-Mill's best bets on The Drive.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich!
All right, here we go as we're live in Oak and Iron and T-Mill's Best Bets is a big weekend, big sports weekend. T-Mill is cleaned up now. Football has really been big for Tyler and I guess we would say that he is he's on a heater. I mean, he's 6-for-9, a heater, Paul.
Want to feed the ego?
Listen, I'm not going to – I don't know, so I won't go full all the way through, Paul. But I feel like there is some degenerative tendencies with you. Are you a better, Paul?
No, I stay away from
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
Now, if somebody were to pay me like that – new gambling company that had the Sydney Sweeney ad where she just goes, it's a spot.
I cannot believe I've not heard Tyler about that yet.
I've been
waiting for him to express his feelings.
This commercial is...
Clearly you haven't seen it yet.
I can't believe this commercial isn't illegal. She's just naked the whole time and just saying, it's spot for 30 seconds.
Well, she's holding footballs.
Footballs.
There's a basketball in there.
That's all that's hiding her
good
stuff. Her lovelies.
Good for her.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, for her and her family.
Strong, powerful, independent woman. But, yeah, I do not, in the long answer, I do not gamble that often.
Good, good. Well, I am not either. I refuse to. Tyler tries to peer pressure me into it, but I refuse to.
Well, now's the time if either of you are going to.
Here we go.
I'm on a heater, baby.
Now's the time. All right, you can. We do this every night right here on The Fan, and you can find a lot of a lot of good nuggets. His best bets every single night. If you go on Twitter to @SpaceCitySharp, Tyler has all of his best bets there every single night. And other, as I said, other things to help you out with your betting. What you got tonight as we head into the weekend?
Yeah, I got some football picks for the people for the weekend action for our first full weekend, full Sunday of NFL. And like Ron, like you just said, I mean, it is evident. It's right there for you, people. Every day this week has been green. All green days. If you want to sing along with that, you can, Ron. I know you like
Dookie.
Them. Yep, that's a good one. Three NFL picks for week one coming up over the weekend for the Drive family. First, Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm taking the Steelers -4.5. Aaron Rodgers, yes, he is old. Aaron Rodgers, yes, he is an interesting fella. But I think this old guy is going to want to make this last year everything he can. I think he gets started in the right direction. The Steelers roll against a very bad Falcons team. I like Steelers -4.5.
I believe that's the line.
Yeah, me either. It fluctuated a little bit earlier this morning, but it's been sitting
I don't know anything about that team. I feel like I don't know anything about that Steelers
team. But what do you know about the Falcons?
Well, I know Jack Strand is now their backup quarterback, so I hear you.
Yeah. So that's your first best bet. Second best bet here on a heater of a week for T-Bill's best bet. King Henry, running back, Houston Texans fans everywhere are very familiar with. Used to haunt us. King Henry, I got Derrick Henry for a prop bet for the people. Ravens running back gets over 80.5 rushing yards. That is 8-0 with the hook over for King Henry and the Ravens as they play the Colts in Indy this weekend. And your third and final best bet is the hometown squad. Cannot believe week one at home at Reliant. They are dogs, but they are very minimally. +1.5, 1 point and a hook for the Texans. Take it. I like the money line as well if you want to.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Do that, but take the Texans plus 1.5 against the Bills, and let's get this week started right.
All right, that should be a bit of a precursor to our Friday finish. We'll see who Tyler picks in this game. Nobody has any idea where Tyler's going.
Bills win by one, obviously.
We're not sure where Tyler's going to. Tyler, by the way, if anyone missed it, Tyler picked his Super Bowl teams earlier this week, and he went with the Texans. So
we're not sure
where AFC he's going in game one tonight, but we'll find that out in the next segment. Again, yeah, our Friday finish, we'll tell you our predictions, including Paulie G, and we'll tell our predictions and how they're going to win the game. There it is, T-Mills Best Bet. Go check him out. Again, man, he's been in the green all week, so he'd had a perfect day if A.J. Brown didn't get injured.
Facts.
Or if maybe Drake May could throw a deep ball to somebody wide open.
You got to bring that up. Eight yards short. It's been two. It's old news. It's been 2 days.
I'm just simply mentioning this due to the best bets. The A.J. Brown five and a half catches, one he missed.
Every second that we move past from that game, I think more and more about how bad May was in that game, and like the best plays he had were getting tackled out of bounds and underthrowing a flea flicker that resulted in a pass interference that set them up at the 1 yard line. Those are legitimately the only two things he did all game. Yeah.
Patriots fan,
and the flea flicker is probably not. He'd like to have that throw back. All right. Listen, CJ is a big talking point here. The offensive line is a big talking point here. But Nick Caley is a big talking point here. And year two in this system, my God, you talked about it. I don't mean to bring up a bad thing, but I listened to a lot of the people in Boston over the last couple of days.
He's a loser!
And them really speak about how not just Drake May, but how conservative that offense was. And we know that is a similar offense that the Texans and Nick Caley is running. And it feels like what we've seen on this team, they want to run the football. They want to control the ball. They want to not turn the ball over. It feels like they may be a conservative-type team. And I think, to me, Nick Caley, this is a huge year for him. I don't think this is a hot take. If this offense doesn't pick it up, like, CJ may not be the only fall guy here. Like,
yeah,
Nick Haley could be a fall guy here.
I think there's theoretically a world where underachieves and they still try to bring back Stroud for one last year, where Kaley, there's no one with more pressure on him than Kaley this year.
He is the fall guy.
Yeah.
He will be the fall guy.
You got upgrades. You know, I understand that maybe the receiver position with Jaden Higgins out for the year, you're thinking to yourself, oh, God, the weapons are on CJ. But, I mean, they got Kayshon Boutte, and every single Patriots fan wishes they still had Boutte today. So, yeah, man, you got to figure out how to make this offensive line work, and we know how they are, where they're rotating guys in and out, in and out.
Your running back room should be a better running back room than Nick Chubb. Your tight end room is whole and healthy now. You didn't get to have. So, yeah, not to mention, is it a big pressure year? But for him, because he needs to succeed better than he did last year. But for that, I will say this. For me, one sign on Sunday that will show me, right, maybe there's a shift in Nick Haley. Maybe he is turning over a new leaf. To me, a big thing and a big sign of that would be how he handles Nico Collins. Because coming into this game, you talked about, all right, Higgins is out, the injury's there. There aren't a lot of people on this offense that scare you. I think they probably know Kayshon Boutte a little bit more than maybe other teams do. So I think they've run and understand he could be a big play threat. But they have to be going into this game saying, all right, we know they're going to probably want to run the football, and then we're not going to let 12 beat us. And most of the time last year, if teams said, we're just not going to allow 12 to beat us, we're just going to put a second person over there with our corner to help, a lot of times he took himself out of the game. Example, last year against the Bills, Nico Collins, 3 targets in the game. 3 catches, 55 yards, 3 targets. He should not have 3 targets in a game. Any game.
Right.
Any game. He shouldn't have
to. You do have to look at it through the prism of Davis Mills. But you're right. I agree. Totally.
But we can say that about Davis Mills. But if we looked at Davis Mills when they played the Titans, he probably caught 12 balls with Davis Mills. So, I mean, but even with that, you got to help your quarterback, no matter who it is, to get your primetime player touches.
Yeah.
And that, to me, will be a show of, all right, maybe there is something different going on there.
First play of the game. Do what you did against the Bills 2 years ago. Just bomb it deep to Nico Collins.
I'll take a screen to him. I'll take it like off early and often. I hit the ball in his hand.
I still don't trust screens. The receiver screens on the Houston Texans.
I definitely trust it with him because he's hard to tackle and hard to get down.
Listen.
His yards after the catch stuff.
It's more the setup for the screen with the Texans. I just do not trust it. But I think, you know, you did it against the Chargers. You've done it against the Colts. You've done it against the Bills. Take the deep shot early and see if that unlocks CJ's confidence.
Yeah,
why not?
You know, I love to be aggressive. I think they're going to hand the ball off, but I love to be aggressive to start. But that to me is Nick Caserio, how he handles Nico Collins. It is just not an excuse that he gets taken out of games by coverage. You know, the other receivers that are of his ilk somehow find a way. I mean, we can't go through these years where Wandale Robinson is getting more touches and getting more targets than he is. Running Christian McCaffrey get more targets than he is on this offense, right? Like with the other guys available, you got a guy who just got here. You got Xavier Hutchinson. He should be heavily featured, and there should be a real plan of Nick Haley being able to get him involved.
You know. While you're saying all that, and I'm hearing you mention running backs and the amount of targets running backs get, I'm really curious as to how much they work Woody Marks into the passing game.
I think he is the potential missing. Like, he's the guy that could explode this year that people aren't talking about.
How about let's do an impromptu game of Mary Passion sent to Belize. It's a different version of, you know, that game. You got Marlon Klein, you got Jalen Knoll, you got Woody Marks. Who of those guys are you expecting this year to be someone who's reliable week to week, reliable maybe once in every blue moon, and then someone who's not going to be reliable at all?
Woody is the reliable one. And
So he's a married guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's a, like Woody. I've said, Paul. I think we're going to get to a point of the season where we say, okay. I'm not saying he needs to get shelved, but our running game is better when Woody Marks is getting it than David Montgomery. I think this thing is. I think it's going to be a lot closer to what it was in Detroit. Again, I'm not calling him Gibbs. I'm just saying the split of carries. I think.
Yeah, we saw that from, what was it, Jane Slater earlier in the offseason, and then she dialed it back.
Split, yeah.
But then we saw him against the Raiders, and, I mean, he looked like Earl Campbell. Is that the Raiders just being garbage, or was that Woody Marks showing that he's got a lot of skills?
I love Woody Marks this season, and they love getting the ball to that type of player. James White in the pass.
Yep,
Kevin Falk
you're right.
in the past.
No, you're right. I remember we talked about that earlier this offseason. Yeah.
That type of player. All right, coming up our Friday finish. How are they going to win this thing? And give us your predictions. We'll do that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
It's a Football Friday, presented by the Low T Center on 95.7 The Fan. Live from Oak and Iron Sports Social, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, The Drive is back. Clint is out today, but Paul, man, shout out to Paul Gallant. Clap it up for Paul out here,
oh,
man. He came in,
you.
Hey, he came
thanks,
in out
guys.
The bullpen and got in here and helped us out here today.
Absolutely. Well, this is an easy place to do it. I got,
it is, man.
Got a drink, got a steak.
Yeah, man, that heartburn will kick in. Shout out to all the staff here at Oak and Iron here. Give them a hand,
you
man.
They're cool.
Fantastic. Shout out to Kelly who took care of us as well. A great group here, a great spot. Seriously, man, it's a Friday. You might as well continue to get your night started here, man. This has to be one of the best whiskey selections you can find in the city here at Oak and Iron. It is fantastic here, and we're having a good time. The food is amazing too, so enjoy yourself here as well. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as they'll get you ready. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, they'll get you ready and preview. Sunday's game against the Buffalo Bills that continues. Area 45 is back, fellas. They have been off the last 2 days with the NFL being on the fan. They are back tonight at 9 p.m. 9 to midnight, baby. Come on, y'all. Go ahead now. 9 to midnight, man. We are live right here, local on the fan until midnight as Paul. Paul is sitting right here, Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani, and our guy Bryson will hold it down 9 to midnight. So
that was the initial plan for me tonight. I was going to be doing 9 to
you
midnight.
Were doing that.
So I was going to be in for Patrick. So I don't know who's in for me now. But you know what? Next man up, baby.
Next man up. So, stay tuned, man. It'll be fun. They do their thing down there. All right. We do our Friday finish. By the way, Tyler, I did want to express this to the people. Clint did send in what he believes, you know, before the season starts. We've had training camp. We've had a chance to see the schedule. We've seen this team. And Clint made his final record prediction for the Texans and where
like
their
it.
Season will end.
Mm-mm.
I am in the 11-6 range, and I believe I got him 11-6, and I got him winning the South. I mean, you got 12, Joe. 12. Joe's got them 12-5. I got 11-6, winning the South, and I have them losing in the divisional round again. I know. Come on, right now. I'm going to read you Clint Sterner's. Piss Tyler Smoove off. Clint has them going 10-7 and losing in the second round again.
So that's
where Clint is. Tyler has him in the Super Bowl. What's the record? What's the record, Tyler? Is you're of course you're
I have
cheered.
The Texans at 11-6.
11-6 and getting to the Super Bowl is what Tyler has. So there you go, man. Tyler, man, he keeps the streak alive. Two straight years, Tyler's got him in the Super Bowl. But here it is,
ever?
Man.
That's
I'm just saying.
That is
I just
a
give
lie.
It. I thought you had him in there last year.
Hey, Tyler, tomorrow we're having somebody
Hold on. You at least had him in the AFC Championship game last year.
No, I
time.
Didn't.
We have got to go back and look at this.
I'll pull it for Monday.
Please, I swear to you, Tyler, you had them in the AFC Championship.
I'm almost positive I had divisional.
So, Tyler, tomorrow...
That doesn't even sound like you, Tyler. Division on my ass. That don't even sound like you.
We're going to be on 95.7 The Fan tomorrow.
That's
right. Chris Partee, and okay. We're actually having somebody who not only had this awesome Sports Illustrated cover with... a feature on the Texans. He has the Texans winning the Super Bowl. So, Tyler, you are not alone.
Well, I had them losing for whatever that's worth.
Oh!
To the Detroit
that's the
Lions.
You.
Before we get to this, I do love to hear the text line because I sometimes just don't believe the text line's real. Someone texted in. We got called clowns, Paul. Ron is so full of it. I got to say it the way I think they said it. Ron is so full of it.
Why didn't he say I'm full of it?
He's now criticizing Collins. What a joke. These two clowns are beating up on the Texans before the season starts. You should record this and play it back on Monday.
We record it every day.
Nico, I'm not beating on Nico Collins. I want you to listen right. I didn't know we had bots on the text line, but we got bots on the text line. I said Nick Cayley. I said the way that I'll see a difference in Nick Cayley, a big point is, is he able to get Nico Collins involved in the game despite other teams trying to stop it? That's it. That's it.
Shut the hell up.
Because last year, you could just put a safety right behind the corner, and Nico was out of the game. And I thought I gave a good example with the Bills. Three catches on three targets. I got to meet you in the office if I'm D'Amico. Hey, Nick, how we get there? Nico Collins can't just get the ball thrown to him three times in a game. How can we get there? Not when you're choosing Braxton Berrios. Not when you're choosing the other guys that you had over there to throw to. Come on now. That's it.
I think he can run past that entire defense. And to that texter, sir, you need to drive up here and have yourself a drink at Oak and Iron.
This guy needs to calm down.
So come on up here. Get some good food. Get those duck wings. Have yourself a nice glass of whiskey and chill out, dude. You are a psychopath. I have gone through his text.
Psychopath.
The man has been texting all day. He's so angry. Dog, it's Friday past 5 o'clock. Like, we get it, but we need you to turn that frown upside down.
I want to say this to you, and I mean this. I hope you get some ass tonight. I really do. I think that could help you. I really do.
I agree.
I do. I'm sorry, ma'am, and you know it's the truth. That could really help you. I hope you take care of that. All right, let's do our Friday finish. Paul is our guest here. We'll let you jump in. How are they going to win, and how do you see this game going tonight? Or going on Sunday, excuse me.
I was about to say, damn, am I late for work already? I think that the Texans defense is going to overwhelm Josh Allen again. I think you see the occasional big play from the Bills. You see the occasional nice play from a James Cook. But I do see the Texans defense keeping the Bills in shackles. I think the real question is what the Texans offense is going to be able to do in this game, especially with Ed Oliver going up, Cougs legend, going up against Keelan Rutledge. What's going to happen?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Been there. I'm fascinated by this. If Keelan Rutledge is as good as everyone's saying he is without having played it down.
And as good as he's looked. Fairness.
That's true. That's true. That's true. I've liked what I've seen.
He has looked
point
good,
too.
Yeah.
But man, the hype is crazy. So that's going to be a really fascinating matchup for all those nerds who actually like watching the film of what's going on in the trenches. I think the Texans win. I think it's going to be 24-20.
24-20. All right, Tyler, how do they win? How they going to get this done? We know you have the Texans winning. How did they get this done, and what's your final score?
You didn't know that.
You don't
know.
Yes,
I could have called an audible. Omaha! Yeah. First of all, shout out to that guy there with y'all that's yelling in the background. That guy
yeah.
is excited
yeah,
for the week.
Excellent vibe guy.
Yes.
He's got a 95.7 the vibe.
The vibe.
Hey, that's
Dave.
Pretty cool name, yeah. But no, I got 2017. Texans win it in week one.
20-17. So, Paulie, you got him 24-20, 20-17. All right, guys, we've had a good time tonight. That's a great – well, I'll jump in. Listen, I think the way they win this game is in the trenches. Can they stop the Bills and James Cook from running the football like he's done in the past 2 years? And can, as you said, can they control the line of scrimmage and have the ability to have to pass the ball when they want to pass the ball because they're running the football? They have dominated this team 3 straight years. They have beat them down. We have never seen Josh Allen look as bad as he has ever looked against the Houston Texans. However, I think the Buffalo Bills come in
Boo.
and they win a tight game 23-20. I'm getting booed out of the building. That is fine.
You're ruining my Friday.
23-20. Get you a shot and have you a good time. I got the Bills in the game. I'm sorry.
Ron's looking for back exit right now.
I'm walking out the
scanning.
Damn front. I'm walking out the front. I just have to be honest. I just don't think they're going to do this to Josh 3 straight times. All right, again, man, shout out to everybody here. We've had a great time here as we love Football Friday. Shout out to our engineer, Matt, who has held us down, our promo staff, who has held us down as well, and everybody who came out to listen. Paul, again, thank you so much
for jumping out, speeding
out here.
Thank you, Tyler, behind the glass.
Tyler, you knocked it out. Always great. Clint, get better. I am Ron, the show, Hughley, and as always, Houston, we love you, baby. Do your thing, but they should have great success. They should have.
I love that term.
Sorry. Oh my God! You just stumbled onto
That's
a great
Friday.
Term.
Friday, man, I get a little frisky. Friday, all right, I'm sorry. Success is on my mind. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Can we get a text line? Can we get a spelling on that? Success. Can we get a spelling on that? Turn down for what?
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
Moonshine!
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.